Warning. Florida man and Florida woman got pretty violent this week, and there's a lot of grab-assing, too. Listener discretion is advised. Coming to you from America's Wing, this is Florida Man, the podcast, for Tuesday, June the 2nd, 2020.
Each week we bring you stories from the shady side of the Sunshine State, starring America's most prolific criminal, Florida Man.
And coming up in this week's episode 162,
Florida woman was attacked by a pack of wild dogs. But that wasn't even the deadliest thing that happened to her.
Florida man likes pet birds almost as much as Joel does.
Florida woman proves my theory about bad pizza still being good is totally wrong.
And Florida man is running around naked again. Or still, who the hell can tell.
Plus, a Florida man food fight, fill in the blank, listener email and V-mail, and much, much more.
Well, we're still in separate studios this week.
Yeah, hopefully my sound sounds a little bit better. I got my good microphone hooked back up again.
No, Justin, we don't have the music in the background.
Yeah, that's all done post. He said it's weird not having it. but yeah, for our patrons, we are doing this live streaming thing, so they can actually watch us while they're listening to us record. And yeah, Justin just popped into the chat to say that when we're doing this live, there's no music. So none of the sound effects or anything, the little stingers between the stories, I do that all afterwards. So yeah, they just...
Don't you mean we do that?
Oh yeah, we, the royal we.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't do that. I'm just kidding. Well, we did... how was your Memorial Day? Did you accomplish anything?
What did I do? I seeded the lawn.
Seeded the lawn.
Yeah.
That's riveting entertainment there, Joel.
Yeah, that was about a half an hour. Didn't get any naps in, which is unusual for a three-day weekend.
I did.
Yeah. You were out camping.
Glamping.
Yeah. We did the Shady Side trivia.
We did the trivia. I lost. Not by much. Not by much.
Yeah, you came in second.
Which we need to talk about this format and the way that the points thing works, because I don't know. I don't know if it was exactly fair, because it's actually every person doesn't get the equal opportunity to answer the question.
Yeah. Every person gets a chance to answer the question first, and then.
Yeah. But whoever goes, but then the next person in the queue gets to get it. Well, what if I knew the answer? It's just random. Like, so it's, if you follow somebody that's very knowledgeable, or you follow somebody that's not, then the person in front of you has a better chance of stealing the answer.
But if you're the knowledgeable person, you should get it on your turn. But yeah, I see what you're saying. If you follow somebody who's not that bright, you have a better chance of getting more points.
I had me on my team. So, I mean, she was in there. So, yeah.
She wasn't on your team. She was your opponent.
Oh, she was my opponent. That's right.
If you would have went after her.
She's not here to defend herself. I know she's not here to defend. Allison did good.
The chickens were distracting.
The chickens were very distracting. Yeah, and the duck.
she was throwing you off.
Yeah. Plus, the Wi-Fi in the camp area is not that fantastic.
Gotcha.
I had to stick my phone up in the corner of the camper as high as I could to get a cell signal so I could tether to it.
Oh. Well, I thought that campground had like Wi-Fi for...
Oh, it does. It's just not very good.
Is it like 802.11b?
I don't know. It doesn't. Let's just say it ain't exactly swoofed.
Gotcha.
You used to have the option years ago you had the option of you could pay like $5 for 3 days to get the high speed piece of it. Mm-hmm. And that was fine. We'd stream stuff there, you know, and take the TV, the Apple TV up there and stuff. But no, not anymore.
Hmm.
But yeah, it was a lot of consumption of adult beverages. Raced my boat a little bit, my little RC boat.
Your RC boat? Cool.
Yeah, broke it. Yeah, broke.
Did it sink?
No, it didn't. It was close. It was close. My tube came out of my it has a water intake to cool the motor and the electronics in it,
mm-hmm.
and it spits it out the side. Well, my tube came actually wasn't sticking outside. It came loose and was pumping water back into the boat.
That's not good with electronics.
No, it's all waterproof, it was getting progressively slower and slower and sinking rapidly because I was pumping water back into it.
Gotcha.
And then we had an alligator. Steve lost his boat one time. He hit a rope that was holding a fountain out there, and he hit the rope and hit it so hard that it was a rope in the water holding the fountain in the middle.
Okay.
It was a floating fountain. And he hit the rope, and it hit so hard that it dislodged his battery from the power coupler. So he actually took his shirt off and swam out and got it with the gator out there.
With the gator?
Yeah, with the gator. It was a little four-footer.
That's a true. You know, you should have videotaped that. Or
we did. We have video. We have footage.
Yeah, we have video of him swimming just in case the alligator got him.
Yeah, I had the big Panasonic. You know, I put my VCR tape in it. You know, and had it up on my shoulder. Yeah. You know, and
gotcha.
No, Joel, I actually had my phone and we videoed it.
Yes, just force of habit. The language does not keep up with the technology.
Justin says he almost broke himself Monday. I didn't break it Monday. What was yesterday? Tuesday?
Yesterday was Tuesday.
What's the one right before broke it? Was it wasted?
I don't remember. We need to write that shit down.
We need to write it down. I was that one.
We need a real intern that actually does the shit we ask to.
I know. But they were at the restaurant. They were trying some designer cocktails, and apparently I was up on the list to taste test.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you were drinking from the garbage can, basically?
Huh?
Drinking from the garbage can?
No, whatever. I wasn't sick. No.
Oh.
No.
You were just tasting it?
Yeah, it was just taste. Yeah, it was. They were doing luxury cocktails and stuff.
So what is an example of a luxury cocktail?
I had a kangaroo.
Okay. What's in a kangaroo?
I'm not real sure. And I think that may have been the problem. It was usually in French. It was vodka and something in French.
Something French and vodka. Mm-hmm. So the Russians invaded France?
And bitters and something else. I don't know what it was. I don't know how that becomes a kangaroo because it had nothing to do with Down Under. Then, actually it may have. Yeah, because then we had some other kind of, we had a bunch of old fashions, real old fashions. And then something else that we had, which I wasn't sure what that one was. I think that's where I went wrong.
Yeah, usually when you can't remember what it was that you drank, that's when the problem started to occur.
No, I didn't know. I just didn't know what the name of it was.
Oh, they didn't tell you.
Oh, no. It would just sit there. Here, try this one. Okay, we'll try this one. Oh, well, that's good. All right, what's this one? It doesn't matter. Try this one.
That's trust. That's when you have trust in your friends.
Yeah. And I trust myself not to ever do that again. Mm. Apparently, the intern had to sleep on the couch.
That's bad. Were you just sprawled out over the whole bed or just going the wrong direction?
It's hard to tell. Not for the public airways.
Gotcha.
All right.
Yeah. So I still haven't broken into my new liquor cabinet full of secondhand liquor that I got.
But you haven't?
I'm
what are you waiting on?
Doing that. I'm waiting for the police officer that's in the next room over there to go out of town for a night.
Look the other way?
Yeah.
All right. So today also was, when this comes out, actually we'll know, they'll try again, but did you watch the SpaceX launch today or the attempted launch?
I tried to watch it today, but it got scrubbed.
Got scrubbed for bad weather. We got weather here in Florida. That was kind of cool.
Yeah, the broadcast that they had was, you know, they had the split screen.
We saw them shoot one of the
unmanned
the unmanned one that was taking supplies to the space station when we were in Orlando. Yeah,
yeah, for Podfest, we were up there, and it was a night launch, which was really cool. Because
so we're gonna try. They're gonna try again on Saturday, so we'll know Saturday at 3:22, I think, p.m.
Something
Eastern
like that.
Time.
Yeah, three and four.
So hopefully they'll go up again. That was kind of neat, though.
Oh, yeah.
We was watching the ABC version, and it was just like, oh, my God. Then I said, forget this, and I got on the NASA one and just streamed it to the TV.
Oh, I went to SpaceX.com.
Oh, you watch it from there? I was watching the NASA feed.
Straight from the horse's mouth.
I like the spacesuits better now.
The spacesuits?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They look like real spacesuits, not like you'd see something in sci-fi.
It was pretty. I don't know. I think there were a lot of people tuned in. We haven't had a lot of interest in space travel and things since the Apollo missions or the space shuttle, and then
since the first several space shuttle launches that went up in the early 80s, and then the first few that went up after the Challenger,
right?
accident, and then towards the end of the run of the space shuttles, they got popular again. But yeah, it's been what, almost a decade since
2011 since the last shuttle mission was done.
Yep. So good to have it back on U.S. soil, even though it didn't go up yet today.
Yeah, hopefully we'll know by Saturday. We get a better window of weather. All right, well, let's get into this week's stories. The first one here was sent to us by Allison. Thank you. From Fox13News.com. Naked Florida man bites elderly's neighbor's ear and tries to stab him with broken glass.
Yep. That'll cut you.
A Florida man was arrested for allegedly attacking his neighbor on Hillcrest Drive in Riverview, Florida. The Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office said the suspect also attacked deputies who responded to the scene to help the elderly victim. It happened Monday afternoon. Someone called 911 after a man allegedly bit an elderly neighbor's ear and then tried to stab the man with broken glass.
Was it Mike Tyson?
I was about to say that. When deputies got there, they tried to talk to 21-year-old Isaiah Velez as he walked undressed along Hillcrest Drive, according to the sheriff's office. And by undressed, I mean that's probably where the naked part came in.
Usually, yeah. That's the first prerequisite of being naked is being undressed.
Yeah. Their efforts to de-escalate the situation were unsuccessful.
Uh-oh.
Deputies said they had to deploy their tasers when Velez began to attack. Now, where do you aim on a naked man for the tasers?
The balls.
I wonder if they got him in the balls. See, that's not in here.
But yeah, you want to subdue him as quickly as possible.
That's got to hurt. What was that?
That was my stomach growling.
Woo.
Yeah, Allison is all over the naked Florida man stories. She was the one that
she's
sent
our go-to.
What's that?
It depends on, she's our go-to for nudity arrest in Florida.
Yeah, she sent us two last week, so.
After Hillsborough Fire Rescue arrived and treated Velez for scratches, deputies arrested.
That's where the barbs from the taser got him.
Probably. Deputies arrested and charged him with attempted burglary of an occupied dwelling, criminal mischief, aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, resisting an officer with violence, grand theft motor vehicle, lewd and lavacious, I said that wrong, lavacious behavior. And behavior. Battery of a victim over 65 and four counts of battery on a law enforcement officer. Damn. He's got one.
Don't
two,
bite the old people.
Three, four, five, six, seven, eight counts. Oh, eight plus eight, seven plus four is 11. 11 counts.
Wow. That's strong.
That's coming out strong.
And he did it naked.
And he did it naked. Yeah. Where'd he get the broken glass from? Bad reporting.
Yep.
But A, we need to know where the glass came from. B, how big was the glass? C, where did the tasers actually hit him and when he was naked?
Yep, exactly. So, yeah, it wasn't a broken glass, it was broken glass. So he either, I mean, it could be anything. He could have taken a bottle and just went, but they would have said a broken bottle.
Right.
Or he could have broke a window, or it could have just been some glass that was just laying there. You don't know.
He's going to be paying for this one for a while. Luckily, he's only 21 years old and he's got
a long life ahead of him.
He's got a long life ahead of him.
Unless he keeps going the way he's going with this story. 8-1 or 11-1 night.
He may be getting some free meals for a while.
Story number two. Florida woman scammed $180,000 out of an elderly woman who thought the scammer was psychic. And this one comes.
You ever been to a psychic?
No, but I could fake being a psychic.
You could.
I could do a psychic reading for you right now.
Would you use cards or what would you use as the medium to connect to my inner aura?
A healthy line of bullshit. Mm. I can.
Well, that's probably not what you want to go into the...
You don't tell them that.
Tell them that, but I'm just saying you probably would want to have something a little stronger.
Yeah, you want to
set
the
cards.
Stage.
I mean, you need you need bat's blood, all that kind of stuff.
You do need props. Okay, yeah. So you want to set up the room that you're going to do the reading in. It needs to be kind of dark, but candles lit. The bigger the candle, the better. So if you got a big, you know, a big old candle with some wax dripping down the side, that's nice. Some old books. Set the stage.
Maybe a Ouija board.
A Ouija board, but you don't want to use the Ouija board. You just want to have it sitting there,
right,
to set the stage. Like a big overstuffed plush chair with some ugly ass old pattern in the fabric, that would be good. Just to, you know, something that smells dusty and musty and old. Maybe have some incense burning too. Anything that looks like old fashioned or old timey or antique-y is going to set the stage really well.
Okay.
Because
now, how does something smell dusty?
You don't like musty. Like
you said, you said it would smell dusty and musty. So how does something smell dusty?
Have you ever like smelled an old book from a library?
Oh, I haven't been in the library in 30 years.
Okay, well, I suggest you go to not a newer library that, you know, not something that's been built in the last 10, 15 years where everything's electronic. You want to go to like one of the older ones in downtown or whatever, and just find their fiction section and just look for the oldest book you can find and just sniff that. Yeah, that's the look you're going for. So you want to, you know, just kind of chit chat a little bit with the person when they first get there, just kind of build a little rapport. And then just start, you know, dropping hints about things that you see from them. Cause most people, they want to know about, their love life or money, their career or, their health. Those are like the big ones. So if you talk about things like that and just kind of speak vaguely, June says you need people reading skills and a lack of morality. That is exactly what you need. So our story here, a St. Augustine woman who is listed online as an international spiritual medium has been charged with exploiting an elderly person after investigators said she used over $180,000 of the victim's money to start a business and for other personal use. Jackie Ronco, age 30, is listed as a co-owner of the Purple Lotus Metaphysical Boutique on San Marco Avenue in St. Augustine, which was recently evicted for not paying rent. You'd think she'd be able to predict that she was going to get evicted.
I wouldn't even have psychic powers for that. You don't pay rent, you're going to get evicted.
Yep. Ronco is also facing eviction from her home and has been sued by two credit card companies for failure to pay $3,600 in bills. Now, if she scammed 180 grand off this old lady,
where'd the money
why
go?
Is she not paying her rent?
What'd she do with it? Does it tell us?
Exactly. Well, it says she started a business and other personal use. So, yeah. And I looked at her mugshot. She's actually probably one of the best looking people we've seen have mugshots on this show. Justin says it went up the hoo-ha. Ronco's relationship to the victim has been redacted from the arrest report, but the report indicates that she was the victim's power of attorney and a signer on the victim's bank account.
The victim's she gave her age, power of attorney?
Yeah, sounds like she might be a relative of some kind.
Huh.
The victim's age has also been redacted, but the report said she has suffered from dementia for many years. So this lady is all kinds of, like June said, lack of morality. Mm. According to the report, Ronco put the victim in an assisted living facility and withdrew large sums of money from the victim's investment accounts to pay for her care. The report shows Ronco used the victim's money for daily expenses, her children's daycare, and to start a business. Deputies said Ronco failed to pay the healthcare facility and then moved the victim to another facility where she also failed to make payments and didn't visit the victim. The facilities are owed more than $30,000, and Ronco also failed to pay the victim's health insurance premiums, causing her insurance to lapse, the report said. Now, if she's old, shouldn't she have Medicare?
I don't know if it covers the whole thing.
Obviously not. But yeah, couldn't pay her rent. Couldn't pay the old lady's rent or whatever they call the, it's not tuition either. Whatever your room and board or whatever it is at your assisted living facility.
Tuition to a room and to assisted living facility?
Room and board. Fees. Room and board. What's that?
Fees.
Fees. Yeah. The bill. News 4 Jack's crime and safety expert Ken Jefferson said investigators will be looking for a money trail. Quote, they're going to do a thorough investigation and trace every step, Jefferson said. The state takes exploitation of the elderly very seriously. The report shows Ronco used $184,768.30 for personal use, leaving the victim with just over $3,000 in her account. Fuck. Ronco told deputies she planned to use the business to pay for the victim's care, but the business failed. Yeah, maybe because your business is metaphysical boutique. Not a lot of money to be made in bullshit if you're...
A Purple Lotus metaphysical boutique.
Yeah. Now, actually, I'm wrong. There is a lot of money to be made in bullshit bilking people out of their money, but you got to be good at it first. So don't really invest in a psychic business if you're not good at being a psychic.
Joel, when's the last time you ate?
When's the last time I ate? It was about noon.
Your stomach,
my stomach just...
Yes.
You're just hearing the... the beer just goes down.
Yep. Gurgling. All right, moving on. Story number 3 comes to us from the New York Post.
New York City.
Florida woman mauled by a pack of dolls. Did I say dolls?
You said dolls.
I did.
She didn't get mauled by dolls.
Oh, that would have been a funny story. Florida woman mauled by pack of dogs, then contracts coronavirus in rehab.
That's just adding insult to injury.
A Florida woman miraculously survived a terrifying attack by a pack of dogs, but ended up contracting the coronavirus while recovering at a rehab center, according to reports. Debbie.
I thought you were from Cajun country.
I am.
You should know Debbie how to pronounce this.
Blue?
Sure, why not?
We're going to call her Debbie. Was in her backyard in Spring Hill on February the 7th when the vicious, man-eating, blood-soaked canines attacked her and her own dogs, according to WFLA.
Wouldn't they be woman-eating?
Yeah, I made up that other part.
Yeah.
And they were just vicious canines. I don't even know to this day how she survived that, the woman's son-in-law, Falcon Dennis, told the station.
That is an awesome name. How would you like to be named Falcon?
Falcon. Falcon.
He's one of the Falcons. One of the Avengers, isn't he? Or is he the Falcon?
I like it better than Dragon.
You like?
Or yeah, I think I.
Oh, you know what would be a good name? Falcon Pendragon.
Falcon Pendragon.
Yeah.
Falcon. Huh? No, not really. I'm gonna stick with Phil. It's easier to spell.
What about?
Her skull is completely from here to the entire back. What? Oh, it's gone.
You missed a word.
I missed a word. That adds a lot to the story.
Yes,
her skull is gone completely from here to the entire back. Her leg, it was pretty much eaten away. They had to shorten her leg 2 inches to make all of the blood vessels connection.
You would think they could, like, stretch the blood vessels rather than, like, shorten the leg.
Damn.
Yeah, that's
going to leave a mark.
Yeah.
Debbie. Debbie's injuries were so severe that she flatlined twice amid several surgeries, he said. But her bad luck turned even worse after she was sent to a rehab center. She ended up contracting the coronavirus, and at the moment, she fought it through. Denise told the outlet, and I don't know how she does it.
She's dodged a couple of bullets there, because third time's a charm. She must be a cat because she's got 9 lives because she's died twice on the surgical table. Yeah.
Debbie's daughter, Christina, described the terrifying attack a few days after it happened. She was pretty much tossed around like a chew toy by the 4 dogs, she told WFTS. She's a tiny little woman, so the fact she's alive is amazing. Falcon told WFLA that she's worried about how she will pay the bills. And I tell her all the time, I speak to her, I tell her, you don't have nothing to worry about, Mom. I got it all, he said. Just keep fighting and the rest we'll take care of. The Hernando County Sheriff's Office has said there were no records of complaints for aggressive behavior by the dogs in the previous years, according to WFTS. But neighbors told the station that many people, including Betty, had filed complaints with the county. What did I say?
You said Betty.
Fuck me. Man,
Betty's my mom.
I don't want to know about. I don't want to know that, Joel.
She didn't get attacked by dogs though.
But the neighbors told the station that many people, including Debbie, I had to look back up the top, had filed complaints with the county saying the dogs often roamed freely and posed a threat to the community.
So the dogs knew she was after them.
Three of the dogs' owners faced civil citations because the animals were not licensed with the county. They were left unrestrained and bit several people, the outlet reported.
So this is not one owner.
There's three owners.
So they're all owned by different people.
Mm-hmm. So they got their own little dog gang. Debbie's family is urging authorities to roam
around the streets with the neighbor dogs.
I got a cat I can throw in. If you want to start a gang with them.
The one that's a service dog loves to chase cats. But about 3 weeks ago, she got loose in the front yard. And noticed there was a cat walking down the street. So she takes off after this cat. This is not a cat she has dealt with before. This cat stood its ground. It did not move. She got about 10 feet away from this cat and saw that the cat was now running away from her like all the other cats she's ever chased after before. And she just stopped. And she turned around and looked at us like, what am I supposed to do?
What do I do now?
You need to turn your ass around because that cat is going to fight you.
Yeah, this one, watching these two here engage at the house is, the dog wants nothing to do with the cat. The dog could just be laying there and the cat will bobby and just swipe him across the head. He ain't done nothing. He just looks at her and just goes back to sleep. They need to be held 100% responsible, Christina told WFTS. Jail time. Do what you got to do. But this is because of their negligence. I don't blame any breed of dog. I don't. She expressed her gratitude for the brave neighbors who fought off the dogs during the attack. They saved her life. I'm so grateful for them. The bites they took would have been more on her, but could have killed her completely. Meanwhile, Falcon said, Debbie will be released from the hospital soon. Falcon.
Wow, well, that's good. She recovered from corona, recovered from dog bites.
Now, if you think of the name Falcon, that's who you want piloting. There's two names that you would want as far as piloting your plane if you're a passenger.
Maverick and Falcon.
No, three then. Maverick, Falcon, and Nigel.
Nigel. Nigel is a good name for a pirate. Pilot.
Not a pirate. A pilot. I want a Nigel in that cockpit.
Nigel just...
Yep, that's it. I want there a Nigel. I want a Nigel in that cockpit. I was going to say cockseat, but ain't right. cockpit. That's a cross between, I want him in the cockseat, all right? That's who I want.
Heather's
or
here.
Falcon. Oh, yay, Heather's here.
Oh, she's going to kick your ass.
I know. Yes, we know you love the cockseat, Heather. That's not, we'll have to edit that out again. All right, now it's time for the Florida Man Food Fight.
And this week, our Florida Man Food Fight, is actually an essay written by Stephanie Hayes at the Tampa Bay Times. And it's titled, Florida Woman Orders Pizza from, quote, Pasquale's on Grubhub and receives, quote, pizza from Chuck E. Cheese. So in 1977, the first Chuck E. Cheese Pizza Time Theater boldly opened in San Jose, California. It ushered in a new era of arcade games, cardboardy pies, singing robots, ticket streams, plastic prizes, and a chance for parents and kids to get away from each other. In 2020, year of our destruction, Pasquale's Pizza and Wings quietly opened on food delivery app Grubhub. People ordered what they thought was a new local pizza. But because Chuck E. Cheese children cannot be fooled, a sleuth in Philadelphia figured out that it was actually Chuck E. Cheese pizza, and the internet agreed. Pasquale P. Pie Plate is Chuck's chef character.
Mm-hmm.
A wave of gleeful news stories Monday explored the strategy along with a similar one from Applebee's. In the era of Uber Eats and the like, virtual restaurants are nothing new. A representative sent a statement Tuesday that the company was, quote, creatively adjusting to meet the needs of consumers in a unique way, unquote. I should have been outraged at the cynical corporate gambit, this dark rodent subterfuge. But I was delighted. I immediately checked Grubhub for a local Pasquale's. There it was, at the same address as the Clearwater Chuck E. Cheese on US 19. 40 minutes later, a driver handed over a nondescript pizza box and a plain styrofoam container. "Is this from Chuck E. Cheese?" I asked. "Yes," he said. We laughed merrily, wielding mental mallets upon a whack-a-mole. It felt so good to laugh. As far as money moves go, this feels pretty harmless in the grand scheme of our national nightmare. Chuck E. Cheese is struggling in the crisis, according to Business Insider. Would you punch the same coin slot as 100 other kids right now? Charles Entertainment Cheese, that's his real name, look it up, is an icon for children. The early restaurants were dark and twisty, like an elementary school Studio 54. Fire up a candy cigarette and kick back with Munch's make-believe band. Jasper, Helen Henry, Munch, and Pasquale. And the rat, that glorious rat. But the best part was the freedom. Kids could scamper like squirrels, dashing back to the table every 20 minutes to slam a slice and make sure adults still existed. It was a safe way to test boundaries and go out of your mind on excess. I do not mean to embarrass my parents, but they took us to Chuck's way longer than they should have. My brother and I practically had 401ks. We would play skee ball for hours while they nibbled the salad bar and had, quote, conversations. I get it now. No one knows what the future holds for places like Chuck's, these temples of togetherness. So if they want to get a few bucks from Grubhub, I can deal. Speaking of, the delivery pizza was wooden and greasy. The boneless wings were soggy nuggets. The cheese bread came with ranch to mask it. I'm skeptical of the company line that, quote, it is a different pizza that features a thicker crust and extra sauce, giving consumers a more flavorful, more premium pizza experience, unquote. Either way, this moment offered a brief connection to an easy memory. Fruit punch mustaches, ball pits, running in socks, bottom shelf prizes, other people. Cheesy, terrible, wonderful. And once again, that essay is from Stephanie Hayes at the Tampa Bay Times. I knew Chuck E. Cheese was going to have a problem when I actually drove by the one in Naples just after the state of Florida restaurants got closed when that first happened, because there was a handwritten sign in front of, well, in the median, actually, across from the Chuck E. Cheese that said, had their phone number and said, Chuck E. Cheese, large pepperoni pizza and 10 wings, $5.99. I saw that sign and I thought, yeah, that's overpriced.
I think it's a little too much for it.
Yeah. Have you ever had Chuck E. Cheese pizza like in the last decade?
No.
I know your son's kind of grown up now. So
20.
What's that?
No, I have not. I have not.
So the girls haven't had you?
No. I do think, though, Chuck E. Cheese is one of the best birth controls that there is.
Absolutely.
You want to go there? You'll wrap that shit up tighter than a damn roll of quarters. Oh, no.
So did you have Chuck E. Cheese in your area when you were a kid?
Me? No. Well, no, I grew up in the country. We had two stops. We didn't have restaurants.
But, I mean, was there one, like, when you went into the city, was there one that?
It was an hour. It was 2 hours to the city.
Really? Yeah. Okay. Well, we didn't have Chuck E. Cheese, but we had Showbiz Pizza, which was a similar theme. They had the animatronic animal band that would, you know, play cover songs, and they had the arcade and the pizza. The pizza, I mean, I had one of my birthday parties there. I think I was like 10 or 11, and I had a birthday party there. I thought the pizza was good, but I was 10 or 11, so I didn't really know any better. Eventually I think Showbiz Pizza and Chuck E. Cheese merged, and they got rid of the whole Showbiz brand.
Bad.
But Yeah, it was sad.
Do you see a therapist about this? I mean, is this a regular topic of your therapy?
No. I just bottle it all up.
Do you?
Drink a lot.
Well, I'm glad you could get it out. I'm glad you could get this out, you know, on the podcast tonight.
Thank you.
All right, well, let's move on from your sad pizza story.
It is sad pizza, because the Chuck E. Cheese pizza is terrible.
Oh, yeah.
Horrible.
It's cardboard. I mean, it's just...
It's greasy cardboard with fake cheese on it.
All right, here we go. We're getting sued. And we have an opinion, and our opinion is it sucks. Headlines. These are stories from the past week where the headline says it's all. Not quite enough content to make a full-blown story. We'll let them speak for themselves. First headline. Florida man is accused of shooting his neighbor's chicken with a BB gun. Yep. Sean Ramsey, age 37, is accused of shooting his neighbor's chicken with a pellet pistol.
Did he kill it?
I didn't read the story. I just grabbed the headline. Our next one. Florida man arrested in Alabama in an SUV stolen from a Tinder date. This one actually was from Pensacola, I believe. And I got a Tinder. I was on a Tinder date, and he stole her SUV and got arrested in Alabama.
See, that's they're going to be able to track you.
Yeah, just like
you're on
this
the app.
One. Yeah, just like this one. A wanted Florida man was arrested after revealing his location on Facebook Live.
I saw that one.
Guns, ammunition, and drugs were found in his vehicle.
He had a lot of shit in his vehicle.
Mm-hmm. He was wanted for, I don't know what he wanted, but it's. Yeah, he got on Facebook Live,
charges,
and now they trace him. Yeah.
He was in Daytona. Did you see where they caught him? He was trying to rent a jet ski that was like, I don't know, 6 blocks from the hotel we stay at when we go to Daytona. Yeah.
This one's here just across I-75. Lehigh Acres man was arrested and accused of using roosters for cockfighting.
Well, what else are you going to use for cockfighting?
I don't know. You'd have to ask Nigel in the cock seat. He'd be the expert on that. Here we go. Florida man was indicted on a terrorism charge after spitting on a police officer and claimed he had the coronavirus. So,
you know, I'm going to, I've decided after going through all the stories that I was looking for this week, next week we're going to have a new segment of just Florida men and women who are spitting on people. There is a lot of them. I guess that's the thing to do when you don't want to put a mask on is you spit on the people who are telling you.
So Allison said we should name the segment the Corona Crimes. I like it. It's got a good ring to it. Both start with C. Easy to pronounce.
Alliteration.
Yeah. Easy to pronounce.
Yep.
Moving on. An unemployed Florida man says he robbed a store just so he could feed his family.
That's sad.
It is sad, but they still took him to jail anyway. A 90-year-old Florida man was arrested for the second time in a week after feeding the homeless. Again, this was actually, I think it's over somewhere on the East Coast. They passed a law that you cannot.
He needs to hook up with the guy in the previous story.
I know. You can't. One of these towns has a law that you can't feed the homeless.
That's bullshit.
And lastly, this one deserves a little bit more research. I caught it and didn't have enough time to read the whole story. However, she picked the wrong county to mess with. An Orlando woman is charged with making bomb threats at the Polk County jail.
Orlando is close enough to Polk County that Grady Judd's reputation should have been enough for her to know not to do that.
Yeah, it didn't work out well. Did you see the mugshot?
No, I didn't see that one at all.
Oh, I sent it in the email.
Oh.
Look at the email that I sent you with the headlines that I did.
Oh, I just copied and pasted the text without.
And that's our headlines for this week.
All right, are you ready to fill in the blank, Phil?
I got it. I'm on it this time. Justin, you going to help me?
I'll try.
All right, here we go.
All right, Florida man hit his girlfriend in the face when she suggested they go to a blank club.
Anaconda. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
A
speakeasy.
Incorrect.
Said when she suggested they go to a blank club?
Yes, she suggested they go to a blank club, and he punched her in the face.
A bondage club.
Close. I'll give you a mulligan on that one.
All right. Can we go swingers then?
That is the correct word I was looking
for. Woo-hoo! Way to go, June.
Yes,
I was going to say strip club, but that was obvious. Yes. They go to a swingers club.
Yes, the story comes from The Smoking Gun. After his girlfriend expressed interest in going to a swingers club, a Florida man allegedly struck her in the face multiple times, according to police. Ooh. Cops say that Zachary Nelson, age 32, and the victim got into a 1 a.m. argument last Tuesday in their residence at the Palm Grove Village Mobile Home Park in Pinellas Park. Nelson reportedly told police that the, quote, physical altercation, unquote, stemmed from an argument in relation to the victim expressing interest in going to a swingers club.
Now, they have, so where is this at now?
Pinellas Park, so the Tampa area.
So where would one go? I mean, where do you find that in the Yellow Pages for swingers?
I'm pretty sure
you got to go to Craigslist on that one.
I'm pretty sure they're invitation only. You got to know somebody.
You got to know somebody who knows somebody who has a friend that's heard of it.
No, you got to know somebody who's already got an invitation in there. So something tells me she already had an invitation. And that's what he was mad about.
So he was mad because he wasn't, in his mind, he was not fulfilling her fantasies. Or her, he was not scratching the itch to the way that
apparently
she felt
not
necessarily.
He thought he was all she needed, is what yep. It sounds like. Investigators allege that the 275-pound Nelson struck his girlfriend of 4 years in the cheek/chin 3 or 4 times. The victim suffered, quote, minor redness on her face, unquote. The cops reported in the arrest affidavit. Charged with misdemeanor domestic battery, Nelson was released from the county lockup on his own recognizance. A judge ordered him to be outfitted with a bracelet that monitors alcohol consumption.
They have those?
Yeah, you want one?
No.
I bet you could order one on Amazon.
No. No.
You want to see how high you can get it?
No,
you
don't have to, I do not.
You don't have to report it to the, you know.
No.
If you buy it, it's on your account. It would, the only
yeah,
information
I realize
would only
that.
Go to
no.
you.
I could
do
see that
for scientific purposes.
I could see that setting on the seat of the Jeep, you know, as I get pulled over. Oh, you got to bother blow here. You got a damn bracelet.
Since the victim has sought continued contact with Nelson, he is not barred from returning to the residence they share. So.
Damn.
He slapped her around a little, but she still wanted him back, unfortunately.
All righty.
What was the intern's input?
She said, but if she liked being slapped around, she may have been into that. But if she was into it, then she wouldn't have
called the cops. Like we said, it's a swingers club, not a bondage club. So
right. You ever been to a bondage club, Joel?
I have not.
I saw some videos one time, though.
I was going to say, yeah, there's plenty of videos online that...
I know, right?
That doesn't do it for me.
I don't want to be tied up, and I don't want to be beat or whipped.
I don't want to be beat, and I don't want to hit somebody either. That's just
I bruise easily. That's not attractive.
I prefer. Well, you know, the amputee is really what gets me going.
Is it?
Yeah.
Less limbs to fend you off with. So is that what
no.
it is?
It's just, they get in the way. They get in the way.
Uh-huh. All right. From this, but, before we get sued even more.
Yes, Allison. Established like early on.
Yeah. Joel is big into amputee porn.
Allison needs to go way back in the archives.
I think like episode 5 or so.
It was pretty early.
Yeah, it's a sad fact of reality, Allison. We're not proud of him, but we still... We don't judge, you know.
Doesn't hurt anybody.
I know.
It's not like I'm smacking people in the face.
Some people like farm animals. Some people like amputees, you know. All right. Story number 5.
Do you want to elaborate on who
no.
likes the farm animals?
Me grew up in the country, had no... connection to that last statement.
Wow.
Phil, that is a bad thing for you to do. You need to move on to the next story.
You done?
I think we broke Justin here.
Yeah, I honestly lost it when you had your ice cream puns. At both times I've heard it.
Those are
fucking dad episode jokes.
Like, yeah.
That is our highest rated episode. We have had more downloads of that episode than any other one. I think people go back and listen to it every once in a while just to...
That and like episode 27 when you made that friggin' move over song.
Oh, I you know what? I've got another one too that I need to... There's some backing vocals I need to re-record. Coming up soon, there's going to be another parody song, another Florida Man parody song. So
nice.
All right, let's get on to story number 5. Comes to us from clickorlando.com. Florida man kills a pet bird perched on his sister's shoulder. Florida man kills pet bird perched on his sister's shoulder. Okay. A Palm Bay man is facing charges of attempted murder and felony animal cruelty after he held a gun to his sister's head, fired shots at her, then killed a pet bird perched on her shoulder, according to the Brevard County Sheriff's Office.
Wow.
Thomas Morgan, age 57, was arrested Saturday at a home on Deer Court after he struck his sister in the face during a verbal argument, then proceeded to grab a small pet bird perched on her shoulder, throwing it to the ground and killing it, a report showed.
So he shot at the sister.
And then grabbed the bird off
her
shoulder.
But the bird he just grabbed and threw on the ground.
I guess so, yeah. The bird was smaller than she was, and he missed her, so I guess he wouldn't take another chance.
Not a good shot.
No.
Unless
As his sister took the dead bird back to its cage,
why?
Which was redundant at that point.
Yeah,
Morgan,
you don't need
Morgan,
the cage.
Morgan ain't going nowhere.
It's not going to fly away on you now.
Morgan grabbed a firearm and fired rounds at his sister, striking the floor just behind the area where she was standing, a report showed.
Dance!
Morgan then put the barrel of the firearm to his sister's head and told her he would kill her, according to the deputies. Investigators found that Morgan's sister was eventually able to call for help, but after a call to 911 was placed, Morgan once again shot at his sister, put her in a headlock, and then held the gun to her neck.
Still didn't hit her, though.
Damn. Still ain't hit her, which is good. Let's be honest.
So, well, no, because what it means is if he was close enough to grab her and put her in a headlock and then hold the gun to her head, that means he was shooting just... to scare her and not to
warning,
hit her.
Warning shots, we call those in the industry. Yeah.
But that's not exactly, you shouldn't be doing that either.
Nope. Morgan was arrested and taken to the Brevard County Jail, where he's being held on charges of attempted murder, felony animal cruelty, false imprisonment, and battery with great bodily harm, along with others. Jail records show. Morgan was denied bail.
And he didn't even charge him with choking her chicken. You okay, Phil?
I'm not.
Job don't pay enough, Joel.
All right, our final story comes to us from WEARTV.com. Florida woman arrested for battery after grabbing a deputy's genitals. We want to end it on a happier note tonight. Florida woman.
Well, was it a male? Was it a male genital or a female genital?
Let's see. A Pensacola woman is behind bars for battery on an officer after a report says she grabbed a deputy's genitals to prevent him from arresting her. Okay. So, male. The incident happened on October 11th in the 14,000 block of Canal Drive, according to an Escambia County arrest report. A deputy saw 45-year-old Patricia Lowe exiting the property on Lynn Avenue, which is in close proximity of the property he was following up on an investigation. The report adds Lowe resembled the suspect in the case he was investigating. The deputy asked her if she was Sandy Dore, and Lowe said she was not, the report states. The report says she refused to stop or discuss the issue with the deputy. As Lowe walked away, she was walking on the right side of Canal Drive with her left shoulder to the road, which is in violation of the Florida state statute, according to the report. So that's why he detained her, is because she was walking on the wrong side of the road. Because technically,
serious?
She didn't have to stop. If she was not the person he was looking for, she didn't have to stop.
Wow.
But he detained her because she was walking on the right side, not the left side. The deputy asked Lo to stop at the intersection of Canal Drive and Winfred Street, but she refused to stay and began to walk away, the report reveals. The deputy gained control of Lo's arm and wrist and began escorting her toward his patrol vehicle, but she pulled away, the report says. The report adds the deputy placed Lo on the ground and attempted to place her in handcuffs. You know all about that, don't you, Heather? Lo then pulled her arms into her stomach area and would not comply with verbal commands, joint mutilation, or pressure points, according to the joint mutilation.
What? Did you read that right?
Is that a police technique? You mutilate, like you grab the elbow or something? Oh, is that where you twist the
elbow? Okay. Yeah.
Kick the knee or twist the elbow.
I would think that would be called manipulation, but mutilation, hey, whatever. The report reveals while the deputy was trying to detain her, Lo grabbed his testicles and began to squeeze and pull.
Good
technique, but don't do it to a cop. Usually that'll be to your advantage in a fight, but when the cops already got the handcuffs out, just comply. Lo continued to disregard verbal commands from another deputy who arrived on the scene. According to the report, the first deputy used elbow strikes on Lo, which were not immediately effective. The report states the two deputies were eventually able to restrain Lo in handcuffs. The report adds Lo refused to have EMS on scene, and according to the Escambia County jail log, Lo is charged with battery and resisting an officer. She's being held on a $10,000 bond.
That's a bad day.
Yeah, you're just walking down the street.
On the wrong side.
That's all they got her for until she started hitting the cop. Walking on the wrong side of the street. I thought this was America.
I'm struggling with the walking on the wrong side of the road. She was walking on the right side of the road with her left shoulder to the road, which is a violation.
Yeah, when you're a pedestrian, you're supposed to work on the left side. You're supposed to walk against traffic.
Oh, okay.
That way a car doesn't clip you from behind.
Well, you know what? I'm really enjoying this video thing because you know how riveting it is to sit here and have to watch Heather eat her SpaghettiOs? Yeah, that's fantastic.
I haven't had a chance to eat, okay? And it was like, oh my God, Heather, like, join in. Don't, you know, zoom and drive. So this is what you get.
She's on a schedule is what she's saying, Phil.
Yeah, that's.
I'm on a schedule. I just got back from the gym, and that's what you got.
Fair enough.
Florida, but that's America's wing.
They prefer the Sunshine State.
All right, well, that's the show for this week, folks. Please subscribe to Florida Men wherever you're hearing us right now or floridamenpodcast.com/subscribe.
And please rate us 5 stars or leave a review on Podchaser or Apple Podcasts. We'll read your review on the show, and it really helps us get found by new listeners.
Do what?
See where it says Phil?
Oh, I got it.
You're supposed to read what comes after
that. I know. I'm sorry. I got distracted. The SpaghettiOs are killing me. We are a Florida Men Pod on all the social media thingies. Our email is floridamenpodcast@gmail.com, and our voicemail is 567-432-9674. Oh, me twice. The Space Coastie sent us an email. Sticker alert. Posted a sticker at the Banana River Cafe in Satellite Beach today. One of the staff said his bucket list includes, quote, becoming a Florida man without injury.
If you want to support the show, you can send us something from our Amazon wish list, or you can drop something in our online tip jar at paypal.me/Florida Men. Or to get early access and extended ad-free episodes and other cool stuff, you can subscribe at patreon.com/Florida Men. Links to all three of those are in the show notes.
We'd like to thank our Patreon subscribers personally. They are at the Jacksonville tier, Cassandra and Wally.
At the Tampa tier, Colin, David, Jason, Julia, Kat, Michael D., Michael M., One Foot in the Grave Podcast, Patrick, Randy, and Roxanne. Thank you.
At the Tallahassee tier, we've got Allison, Koneth, Erica, Heather.
Woo!
JP, Kurt, Matthew from Washington State, Nicole, Natin.
There you go.
Paradise After Dark Podcast, Sarah, Stephanie, Taya, and Tony.
At the Daytona tier, Jessica, June, Katie, Kim, and Mia.
At the Orlando tier, we have Steve and Danielle. At the Miami tier, we've got Wicked Spades, the Space Coasties, Travis, and James from Coco.
And Wicked Spades, that's you, Justin, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, that's what I thought. This week, our Patreon bonus story is a follow-up to one of our headlines from last week. The story about the guy who claimed he was a rocket scientist and war hero, and he got somebody to hire him based on his bullshit. And you can only hear the whole story if you're one of our Patreon subscribers.
This program is provided for informational use only. No warranty or professional relationship is implied, and no refunds will be granted.
Views expressed on this program are solely the opinions of Shadyside Media, LLC, and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and do not imply an endorsement by our sponsors, spouses, families, employers, each other, or the Florida Board of Tourism.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, and retransmission without the express written consent of Major League Baseball is prohibited, so don't do it. All suspects should be considered innocent until proven guilty in a court of law.
This podcast was recorded at Southern Audio Production Studios in Fort Myers, Florida, and Sheltered in Place Studios in Bonita Springs, Florida, and mixed in an empty Chuck E. Cheese's kitchen with Pasquale.
And as always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of the Florida Man.
Florida Man, Florida Man, it might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida Man. He's got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. It's a mobile tiny house inside. It's Florida Man, Florida Man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida Man, Florida Man. He's a dumbass, but we love him, he's a Florida Man.
Okay, pause though.
Okay.
Phil, I know you don't listen to this show. You know how many times I hear, we should cut this out, and it's not cut out in the podcast? Like, I don't know how much you do it, but very often there's something, I'll make sure you cut that out, and it's always still in there, Phil.
Yep.
I only leave in about 10%. If it's really good, I'll leave it in.
That's about right.
The preceding podcast is copyright 2020 Shadyside Media, LLC. All rights reserved.